I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The campaign for the presidency of the United States has been full of twists. It's likely to be humdrum, though, compared with the election campaign in Afghanistan. Afghans won't vote for their president until next year, but there have already been some surprises. Just this week, Afghanistan's attorney general announced he intends to run. The next day, he was fired. That still leaves plenty of potential candidates to challenge the incumbent president, Hamid Karzai. The World's Quill Lawrence prepared this report.
On a main highway in western Kabul, Ramazan Bashar Dost has pitched a tent and hung out his shingle as a presidential candidate.
I meet the Afghan people every day. The Afghan people said to me, we are not sure that our election will be free.
Bashar Dost is currently a member of the Afghan parliament. He holds open office hours here beside the road. He says people regularly stop to complain that they feel powerless and that Afghanistan is still run by warlords living off government corruption. Bashar Dost says the international community is propping them up.
It means that the majority of Afghan people hate the warlord, the criminal of war. In the same time, they cannot say this publicly, because they know that the international community and the Afghan state support always the warlord in Afghanistan.
Bashar Dost could be considered the grassroots Ralph Nader of the Afghan presidential campaign. Elections are a new game in Afghanistan. There are no entrenched political parties, but ethnic factors weigh heavily here. Bashar Dost is from the minority Hazara community, and for that reason alone, he's a long shot. The next president of Afghanistan will most likely be an ethnic Pashtun like Karzai, but maybe not Karzai himself. These truck drivers from near Jalalabad say 4 years ago they had high hopes for Karzai and his government. Now one of them says, we just want to cry. The police are corrupt, the Taliban attack at will. Money from drugs is believed to reach all the way to the president's family. The first person usually mentioned as a replacement for Karzai is another ethnic Pashtun, Ali Jalali. He's a former interior minister. Jalali is currently in Washington, D.C. at the National Defense University.
I think the security situation can improve only when the trust between the people and the government is restored. This trust was there in 2002, 2004, and therefore people supported the government. Now they do not like the insurgent. They do not like the Taliban to come back, but they are reluctant to stand up against them on behalf of government that can neither protect them, cannot provide good governance to them, and cannot provide service to them.
Jalali won't confirm that he's running, but he was mentioned in another street corner poll, this one in the western city of Herat. The votes against re-electing Karzai run about 5-1.
Karzai, bale, ne, ne.
Ne.
Ne? So why not? Who do you like better?
One man mentions Zalmay Khalilzad, perhaps a surprising name considering the fact that Khalilzad is currently the American ambassador to the United Nations. Khalilzad is a Pashtun born in Afghanistan, but for the past 20 years, he's been a Republican political operative. Since 2003, he served as U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan and then Iraq. Khalilzad denied through a spokesman that he's planning a presidential bid. But sources in Kabul confirmed that Khalilzad has set up an office there to explore the possibility. And it may not be as strange as it sounds, says Nasrullah Stanakzai, a political scientist at Kabul University.
The international support is also very important. Like Khalilzad or like Jalali, they have a good chance because they support it. President Karzai supported the last election. He has a lot of chance for them.
Most Afghans see U.S. support as a prerequisite for any candidate. And Stanakzai says someone like Khalilzad might seem attractive because of his perceived influence in Washington. But the link with America might be a liability if things don't improve, says Ashraf Ghani, another undeclared but widely presumed candidate for president.
The Afghan population welcomed the intervention in 2001 as an act of liberation. But if the vacuum and strategy continues, the danger of tolerance reaching a tipping point is a real danger. People are at the heart of stability, and we must devise strategies and programs to be able to create confidence and trust. This war cannot be won from the air.
Ghani made a name for himself at the World Bank and then served as Afghanistan's finance minister. He's also a Pashtun with a large tribal constituency. Ghani has a reputation for a sharp intellect and a quick temper, but of late he's been turning on the charm during a book tour in the United States.
Afghans have to start owning Afghanistan. We cannot wait either for the international community or a government that is refusing to govern to solve our problems.
But for many in Afghanistan, people like Ashraf Ghani, Ali Jalali, and especially Zalmay Khalilzad seem more international than Afghan. And despite the current dissatisfaction, Hamid Karzai is still the only candidate who has several years' experience balancing all of Afghanistan's ethnic, religious, and international concerns. Perhaps the best sort of practice for running a presidential campaign. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, Kabul, Afghanistan.